5. The Fate, amenable to change, let its engine fields race for a moment, running a series of tests and evaluation processes. It was as if its traction fields were just sinking through the energy grid, as if it wasn't there. It tried signaling, telling the outside universe of its plight, but the signals just seemed to loop back, and it found itself receiving its own signal a picosecond after it had sent it. It tried to create a warp, but the skein just seemed to slide out of its fields. It attempted displacing a drone, but the wormhole collapsed before it was properly formed. It tried a few more tricks, finessing its field structures and reconfiguring its sensors, in an attempt at least to understand what was going on, but nothing worked. It thought. It felt curiously composed, considering. It shut everything down and let itself drift, floating gradually back through the four-dimensional hypervolume towards the skein of real space, propelled by nothing more than the faint pressure of radiations expelled from the energy grid. Its avatars were already starting to explain the change in the situation to its human crew. The ship hoped the people would take it calmly. Then the accession seemed to swell, bulging as though under an enormous lens, reaching out towards the culture ship with a vast, enclosing scoop of presence. "Well, here we go," the ship thought. "Should be interesting."